just a quick piece of history. This actually started over a year ago when the president issued an executive order that basically abolished a popular hiring authority called the Federal Career Intern Program, which wasn't targeted actually just to interns. It was a hiring authority that gave agencies flexibility, but some felt it was being overused. So the executive order abolished that, but it then needed to put into place a basic structure for recruiting people who really are interns or students. And last August, so the executive order laid out the framework. Last August, Office of Personnel Management issued draft regulations to implement that framework, and that was open for public comment. The comments have come in, I think, you know, several thousand. And now the final regulation should be coming shortly. There's going to be basically three parts to what we call, or what's being called the Pathways Program. One is a true internship program, you know, aimed towards current students. And this is going to combine a number of current intern programs, something called the Student Temporary Experience Program, another called the Student Career Experience Program. It's going to combine all of those into one type of internship, and all the internship, you know, jobs would be posted on USA Jobs, and then we don't know what the final regs are going to contain, but hopefully students or interns who are successful will have a path to conversion to permanent appointment at the agency option. Second part of the Pathways Program is what is currently the Presidential Management Fellows Program, and that would continue as part of this package. And the Presidential Management Fellows Program is a great program, but it's a small number of jobs that are filled each year through that, you know, typically less than 600. Then the third part of this Pathways Program is going to be the Recent Graduates Program. And this would allow agencies to designate some portion of their jobs for positions that they're going to fill with recent graduates, folks who have graduated within the last 2 years. If they've have done some military service, they get 6 years to account for the time they were kind of out of the labor pool. And the advantage there for agencies will be that they're able to designate as their recruitment pool these recent graduates, and that's going to make it a more manageable process for them.
John Palguda is the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. We're talking about the new Pathways Program. And, John, I know the partnership was part of the analysis that found that something like 2.5% of all existing college students have an interest in working in the federal government. Do these Pathways tracks, especially the first one, the True Internship Program, need to include some more aggressive and more effective recruiting by agencies in college campuses?
Yeah, absolutely. And the reason this is important is, one, you just mentioned, student interest in government generally and in the federal government has been declining. And the other reason that this is important is that the government, even in these tight budget times, is still going to have to hire significant numbers of new people, mostly for replacement hiring. Last year, 108,000 federal employees left government, mostly for due to retirement, a fair number to just, you know, quit and go elsewhere. And most of those 108,000 are going to need to be replaced, and many of them are going to be replaced at entry-level jobs, where you want to be able to attract from a variety of sources, but our, you know, college graduates, our college students are an important part of that pool. And right now, government agencies, I think, really have been losing ground in their ability to attract some of the best and brightest, if you will.
Well, John, do you think that this Pathways Program solves the problems that were perceived, at least by the unions, with the Federal Career Interns Program, that it was just a backdoor way of getting around competitive hiring?
I think it does. And, you know, whether or not the Federal Career Intern Program was being misused, and it may have in some places, I think in many places was being used appropriately, this replacement, I think, addresses some of the concerns. First of all, it's not just an authority to go and hire people that you find that you like. It's really geared towards the student population, and the Federal Career Intern Program was not. And these are true intern jobs. The Federal Career Intern Program, despite its name, was not filling just internships. So that's going to help. And it puts limits on this. You can't just hire somebody and say, great, I've made a great hire. It actually requires that you have a two-year development program if you're using the recent graduates part of this. And you get, so basically those 2 years to grow and develop, and then assuming the employees are successful, you can convert them. But one thing that's important here, Tom and Jared, is that the Pathways program is going to be a great tool that agencies need, but agencies are going to have to do their part to use that tool wisely. They have to appoint an intern coordinator. That's actually something required in the executive order. So someone who's going to coordinate all this. Agencies are going to have to be really good at determining which jobs are appropriate to be filled and at opening their channels of communication to the colleges and universities. It's not sufficient to post and pray, post a job and pray that the right people are going to see it and apply. You have to, have folks going out to the colleges and universities, establishing relationships, looking for the folks who are going to be the best match to their jobs. You can't just send your HR folks, and I'm an old HR guy, but you have to send some of your managers and the folks who are in the jobs who have enthusiasm, who can talk about the career paths. Agencies now are going to have to ramp up their game to make good use of this Pathways program when we get the final regs. And if it all comes together, I think we can get some really great people into government, which we need.
And one imagines that that's going to require the administration and OPM to do some education to make sure agencies understand what the new programs involve and how to use them most effectively. Any sign that that's happening or is going to happen?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're going to see a lot of conversation around this. OPM's going to be issuing guidance. There's agencies are already being told to prepare, and they are. So this is not going to be just a little blip on the screen. I think this is going to be a major pathway, if you will, pun intended, but a major pathway into government for students and recent graduates. And I think agencies and OPM are going to be working very closely together to make sure that it's done right.
Well, maybe we can move that needle up to where 2.4% of college grads will want to join the federal government.
Even more than that, let's hope.